節，申命記十五章十二到十八節。Today's sermon passage is in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12 to 18.
大家請聽我讀出。
申命記十五章十二到十八節。你弟兄中若有一個希伯來男人或希伯來女人被賣給你，服侍你六年，到第七年就要任他自由出去。你任他自由的時候，不可使他空手而去，要從你羊群和場酒榨之中多多地給他。耶和華你的神怎樣賜福與你，你也要照樣給他。要纪念你在埃及地作过奴仆，耶和华你神将你救赎，因此我今日吩咐你这件事。他若对你说，我不愿意离开你，是因他爱你和你的家，且因在你那里很好，你就要拿锥子将他的耳朵在门上刺透，他便永远为你的奴仆了。你待婢女也要这样。你任他自由的时候，不可以为难事，因他服侍你六年，较比雇工的工价多加一倍了。耶和华你的神就必在你所做的一切事上赐福与你。 So let's read it in English. Deuteronomy chapter 15 verses 12 to 18. If a fellow Hebrew, a man or a woman, sells himself to you and serves you 6 years, in the seventh year you must let him go free. And when you release him, do not send him away empty-handed. Supply him liberally from your flock, a threshing floor and your winepress. Give to him as the Lord your God has blessed you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I give you this command today. But if your servant says to you, I do not want to leave you, because he loves you and your family and is well off with you, then take an owl and push it through his earlobe into the door, and he will become your servant for life. Do the same for your maidservant. Do not consider it a hardship to set your servant free, because his service to you these 6 years has been worth twice as much as that of a hired hand, and the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do.
今天我们有罗志明牧师，我们当中正道讲题是服侍的操练，甘心作仆人。
Today we have Reverend Xavier Law preaching. The sermon topic is the discipline of service, be a willing servant.
In 2000 years ago, Roma was a city called Pompeii.
2000 years ago, a city near Rome is called Pompeii.
咁咧，附一個叫蘇維威嘅火山，有一日突然間爆發。
There's a volcano called Mount Vesuvius. Suddenly it erupted.
城市住咗20,000人，有2000人走唔甩，喪生一個火山爆發當中。
The city has 20,000 population, and 2,000 of them couldn't escape.
2,000人有啲人揾窿捐啦，或者揾地方避啦，咁啊就啲火山灰將佢冚住咗。
So these 2,000, they tried to hide, and the volcanic ash covered them.
咁啊冚住咗，跟住就死咗啦。啲屍體又腐爛，但個殼咧，個火山灰啊就硬咗，形成咗形狀喺度。
So they died, but they fossilized and turned into the shape you can see.
考古學家掘翻出嚟時候，研究下當日咧死之前啲人做啲乜嘢咧，心情係點咧，忙緊啲咩咧，好多好有趣嘅發現。
So archaeologists tried to find out what they were doing, what they were thinking when it happened.
其中一個咧就唔係呢幅圖畫啊，係文字裏邊咧描述到嘅。佢話有一個女人一路咧想走噶啦，去到門口啦，要離開嗰個嘅現場。
So there was one written record that says a woman who is trying to run away.
的腳向住個方向，但個頭咧向後望，望住屋裏邊某啲嘢。
Feet is trying to run away, but her head is turning back at her house, trying to look for something.
考古家又掘，掘下緊佢望緊乜嘢咧
？So the archaeologist kept digging and tried to find what she was looking for.
啊，掘到啦！原來佢嗰裏好多嘅金銀財寶啊，貴重嘢，仲屋裏邊。腳想走，但個身仲望住嗰啲嘢，唔捨得。
So they finally found that there's a lot of treasures, gold and precious jewels, and that was what she was looking for. What turned her head back while her feet is trying to run away.
咁就死咗啦，咁成為一個永恆嘅定格咁樣。
So it was forever frozen at that pose.
唔好笑佢，有時我都係隻腳行緊天路，隻頭咧向後望，望住好多我哋好眷戀嘅事物。
Don't laugh at her though, because there are a lot of times we are walking on a path towards heaven. We walk forward, but we look backward.
好特別係金錢財物都係我哋眷顧嘅，隻腳行緊方向，但個頭望緊第二啲心所掛、心所愛嘅嘢。
There are a lot of things we couldn't let go, like money and material wealth that kept us looking backward.
所以爱神爱世界永远都系一个冲突，一个抉择。
So loving God and loving the world is always a conflict.
所以今个月教会主题讲服侍，同样都系。
So this monthly theme we have surface, it's the same.
留意今日经文咧，第十五章里边。讲咗一个好紧要嘅主题，讲到禧年嘅时候要做啲咩工作。
So in today's passage, Deuteronomy chapter 15, it talks about in the year of Jubilee, what is going to happen, what they should do.
中间段咧，十二十八节讲到咧，点去对待仆婢。
In verses 12 to 18, it talks about how to treat the servants.
最后一段讲到咧，献头生最好嘅献俾上帝。
And the last section talks about how to offer the firstborn animals to the Lord.
成章咧，你入边睇晒嘅话咧，发觉个重点就系神对你好好啊。所以透过咧点去对人，透过点去敬拜咧，去反映出嚟。
So the whole point is to show how God has been gracious to His people, and they have to respond in worship.
有时咧讲对神对人。得把口講嘅啫，係嘛？但佢透過呢個行動咧，呢章裏邊咧，喺生活裏邊具體去反映出嚟，究竟咧你覺得神點恩待你
？When we talk about loving God and loving people, we may just be talking, but this chapter talks about how we can live it out in our life.
留意頭先讀嘅字眼咧，喺《生命記》第五章咧，都重複出現過出嚟嘅喎。
Notice how a lot of keywords show up in the Chapter 5 in Deuteronomy.
佢哋提过，你记得啦，你做个奴隶噶，记得啦，神救咗出嚟，你要咧，所以你要出嚟守上帝吩咐你嘅安息日。
It says you have to remember that you were once slaves. You have to remember to keep the Sabbath and rest on seventh day.
经文背景咧，讲紧咧喺第十诫里边嘅第四诫里边应该做嘅事，记得啦，做个奴隶噶，出嚟之后咧，你记得守安息日啦。
It reminds them, this is from Deuteronomy on the Ten Commandments, that they were once slaves and they have to remember that the Lord has brought them up and they have to keep the Sabbath.
都係諗起十戒，即係諗起應該喺出埃及記裏邊講更清楚啦，係嘛
？Usually when we talk about the Ten Commandments, we think it's very clear in the Exodus.
所以當我睇出埃及記嘅時候咧，啲經文咧更加有特別嘅安排，俾我睇到啲信息出嚟。
So in Exodus, we can see a special arrangement in this in the Ten Commandments.
喺二十章讲到咧，颁布十诫时候之前讲到咧第二节，我系耶和华你嘅神，曾经把你埃及地领出来。另外第廿章讲二十章廿章之后讲到咧，好啦，十诫之后讲到原则，我哋点去做啦？系嘛，都系一啲大原则，具体无为嘅细节。喺生活點樣用出嚟咧？喺廿章開始嚟到顯現出嚟。佢經文咁講： 你要在众民面前订立的典章是这样，如果你买了希伯来人的仆人，他要服侍你六年，直到第七年他可以自由去，不必补偿什么。
So in the Ten Commandments, first off in chapter 20 it says that, And the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. So, and then gives us a lot of general principles for how to conduct our lives. But in chapter 21, it talks about the details, including fair treatment of slaves. So these are the regulations you must present to Israel. If you buy a Hebrew slave, he may serve for no more than 6 years. Set him free in the seventh year, and he will owe you nothing for his freedom.
即是说呢，第二十章十诫啲大原则，当具体无为喺廿章讲嘅时候咧，一开始讲啲乜嘢好紧要？一开始佢竟然咧就系讲仆婢嘅典章，反映出当你点去对人嘅时候，反映出你系一个爱神爱人嘅人。
So after laying out all the general principles in chapter 20, the first thing that gets mentioned in detail is about how to treat the slaves fairly.
竟然放喺头位，即系话最紧要啦。
So it must be of first importance.
今日我哋好少理，但咧喺当时嚟讲，竟然放喺第廿章所十诫之后条例嘅应用咧第一位。
Today we may not think much of slavery and treatment of servants, but back then it was actually the first thing that gets mentioned.
利未记廿五章廿三节咁讲，佢提到咧当时以色列人地永远唔可以卖掉，因为地系我嘅。你们在我面前不过是寄居，不过是客旅而已。
In Leviticus chapter 25 verse 23 says, The land must never be sold on a permanent basis, for the land belongs to me. You are only foreigners and tenant farmers working for me.
提醒翻以色列人，你唔好以为你手所作嘅、手所赚嘅，你巴闭，你系老细系嘛？记得啦，系我嘅，你只系寄居，即系客旅。
Reminds the Israelites.Don't think too much of yourselves. Don't think you're the boss. You can make all these wealth. You're actually just a tenant farmer. You're just foreigners. You're working for me.
Lord. 所以今日经文讲到咧，如何喺去释放人、去爱人、去服侍人当中，点样反映出我哋对上帝个诫命个认识，同埋点去数算神嘅恩典。
So this passage teaches us.How to freeing slaves, we learn how to express the love for God and for people through actual deeds.
有時講服侍，講你俾啲仆人去走，或者係各方面要俾埋禮物佢，好難做到。
So it's actually pretty hard to let go of your slave and give him a lot of gifts, send him away.
所以經文第十五章裏面提咗三次咧，暗示咗真係好難做噶，我知你好難做噶啦。
So in the passage, there are at least three mentions of how hard it is to do it.
第七節佢話咧，記得啦，要做嘅時候唔好硬著心腸，唔好袖手唔理。第十節你做嘅時候咧，心裏唔好難受。十八節唔好為難啊。
So in verse 7 it says, "Do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards them." In verse 10.Give generously to the poor, not grudgingly. In 18, you must not consider it a hardship when you release your servants.
好难做，但当你做嘅时候，我需要动力鼓励我哋去做呢几样咁难做嘅服侍工作或者释放工作。
So it's very hard, but we also have the motivations to do it. You know it's hard.
呢经文俾三个动力我哋，帮助我哋去实践。
The passage gave us.Three strong motivations to act it out.
第一个要记得你已经领受嘅恩典。
First, we have to remember what we have already received.
留意全章经文都系啊，十五章咧睇好多次。今日好紧要动力就系记得啦，你受咗神好多恩典。
So the first thing is the passage mentions is how much they have already received from the Lord.
第十二節咁講，你弟兄無論希伯來男人或者希伯來女人，如果賣身給你，要服侍六年到第七年，要讓他離開得自由。
In Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 12 says, If a fellow Hebrew sells himself or herself to be your servant, and served you for 6 years. In the seventh year, you must set that servant free.
其實好唔容易啊！即係做六年，第七年俾佢走，以色列人都好難做。人才呢個叻仔，佢係人才啦，梗係唔想佢走啦，係嘛？同埋點解俾佢走啊？係嘛？賣身俾你係嘛？自由走喎、啊，係嘛？有好多嘅古怪條例，留佢啦，留難佢啦，係嘛？好似亞各同拉班咁，一路服侍，一路服侍，呃佢最好啦，係嘛
？So it could be very hard for Israelites because、the servants may be、very skilled after so many years or very smart and of、great advantage to the owner and they've sold themselves already. So they might think like、Jacob and in the situation of Jacob and Laban.That try to trick them and use all sorts of conditions to keep them under their control.
但經文呢第十四節唔單止送佢走喎，送埋禮物俾佢走喎。經文話要從你羊群和牆榨走池中，多多地供給他。耶和華你嘅神怎樣賜福給你，你也要怎樣分給他。
But in Deuteronomy 15:14 it says you don't justsend them away. You have to send them away with a generous farewell gift. It says, give him a generous farewell gift from your flock, your threshing floor, and your winepress. Share with him some of the bounty with which the Lord your God has blessed you.
相信对当时主人来讲，或今日对我们要服侍，要侍奉神来讲，同样很多藉口，很多难处，想不做，或者想推迟。
So it must be hard for the masters of that time or for us to serve even. We might have a lot of excuses.
特別當時沒有遣散費是吧？哇，執這麼多東西都對這麼好啊。
Back then there is no concept of servant's pay. Why be so good to them?
留意呢，紅色這句話，相信你今天給我很大提醒，侍不侍奉，做不做服侍，這工作，一問一個問題，就是耶和華你的神怎樣賜福給你。
So, one key question to ask is, as highlighted in red, the Lord your God has blessed you. So, how has the Lord blessed you so that you should share that with others?
相信呢个要求咧，几对当时嚟讲，或而家嚟讲几过分啊？系嘛？哇，想对咁好系嘛？大家宾主关系走啊走啦，系嘛？都俾你自由走啦，仲想点啊？系嘛？经文话唔系，多多嘅祝福佢。原因是什么？动力是什么？想想，你想想，上帝怎样赐福于你？今天你和我都要回答的问题。
So, it must have been hard enough to send a servant away, but the Lord requires that bless him and give him gifts. So, the question we have to ask ourselves is, how has the Lord blessed us? How much do we count to be blessings from God?
一定一条你同我都要回答问题，究竟神点样赐福于你
？We all have to answer this question. How has the Lord blessed us?
第二个激励我哋去服侍或者做啲咁嘅工作侍奉嘅动力就系记得你曾经受过嘅苦。
The second reason to encourage us to serve and be generous is to remember what we have suffered.
经文喺13:15咁讲。你使他自由离开的时候，不要让他空手而去。你要记得你在埃及地作过奴仆，耶和华你的神救赎了你。
So in verses 13 and 15 it says, when you release a male servant, do not send him away empty-handed. Remember that you were once slaves in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you.
作过奴隶就是以色列人一个很深刻的经历。
That they were once slaves was a very unforgettable experience for Israelites.
在出埃及記十二章咁講，當佢哋要走啦，係嘛？都係兩手空空嘅離開埃及地。啱啱過逾節，經文話咧，佢埃及人索取銀器、金器、衣服，係嘛？上帝使佢哋喺埃及人面前蒙恩，結果咧，佢哋就奪去了埃及人所有嘅財物。
In Exodus chapter 35-36 says, and the people of Israel did as Moses had instructed. They asked the Egyptians for clothing and articles of silver and gold. The Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably on the Israelites, and they gave the Israelites whatever they asked for. So they stripped the Egyptians of their wealth.
神提醒他们，你以前什么都没有的，你做个奴隶的，今天你现在很多的恩典，你可不可以分一点给人呢？记得以前受过苦啊，你都做过奴隶的。
So the Lord reminded them, they are nothing and they had nothing. They are just slaves. And all that they had, it came from God. So can they share what they have received freely from the Lord?
当你埃及人手里面拿了很多的宝物，今天可不可以分一些给一些穷人？
So back then, they received freely a lot of treasures from the Egyptians. Today, can they...give the same and share it with others.
當然作奴作個奴僕有更加深嘅層意，你同我做個罪嘅奴僕。
So being a slave has a deeper meaning. You and I were also once slaves to sin.
今日我做個罪嘅奴僕，神將我哋買贖喺聖餐提醒我哋神嘅愛。今日我哋願意話俾人聽啲恩典。
So we were once slaves, but the Lord has redeemed us, just as the communion reminded us that we received this gracious gift of God.
表情表第三版摺咗一张嘅粤语部嘅事工嘅啲嘅前瞻，有好多嘅工作，有好多装备嘅课程等住你去参与。
There are a lot of future ministries. In the insert, there's one for the Cantonese. For future opportunities to serve in a church.
傳福音，我哋好多藉口可以唔參與唔做，話你唔識，話冇時間。
To preach the gospel or to share the gospel with others, we might have a lot of excuses. We might say we're too busy, we don't know how or any other reasons.
但經文提醒我哋，記唔記得啊？你以前做嘅罪嘅奴僕，神將你救翻嚟啊！
But this passage reminds us, do you remember you were once slaves to sin, but you were saved?
这个第二个动力可不可以鼓励你参与方面工作？
Does this second motivation move you to get involved in spreading gospel?
第三个动力是说要记得你听过的命令。
The third motivation, remember what you have heard.
经文咁讲，因此我今日吩咐你这些事。
So the passage says, that is why I am giving you this command.
中英文都提得好清楚，上帝吩咐。今日我哋会当一个 option， 一个嘅次要选择咧，系参与侍奉里边。
It's very, very clear that it is a command, but do we see it as just an option, something that we choose to do or not to do?
得闲先做，有能力先做。
Just something we do when we have free time or when we can do it, we have the ability.
其实耶稣分享过个比喻啊，五千、二千、一千银子个才干嘅比喻。
Remember the parable of the talents. There's 5,000, 2,000, 1,000.
神俾每个人都起码一种嘅恩赐。
God gave everyone at least one spiritual gift.
咁我用唔用係一個選擇，亦或係一個命令去睇咧
？Is it do we see it as a choice whether we use it or not, or do we see it as a command that we have to use it？
耶穌都係咁嘅吩咐，喺馬太福音第五章40-42節裏邊，例如今日經文啊，早堂都有提過，有一個人要強迫你走一里路，陪他走兩里，有求你的就給他，想借貸的也不可拒絕。
So in Matthew chapter 5, verses 41-42, says, if a soldier demands that you carry this gear for a mile, carry it 2 miles. Give to those who ask and don't turn away from those who want to borrow.
今日预备了一个愿意陪人走第二里路的信徒。
So today, do we want to be a Christian who is willing to walk the second mile, the extra mile?
第一里路是被逼的。
The first mile you are forced to.
第二里路我送给你，我陪你走。
The second one comes free. It's what I'm willing to do.
當時咧個背景就係啲兵丁咧可以捉住啲人，羅威捉啲人咧幫佢孭嘢，幫佢陪去拎一啲嘢行一段嘅距離一里路。
So in the Roman background, the soldiers can force people to carry their gear with them and force them to walk for a mile.
耶穌話：照做，仲送多一里俾佢添，送嘅。
So Jesus said, just do as you are told, but given an extra mile for free.
你同我願意做一個行第二里路嘅信徒。
So do you and I want to be a believer who is willing to walk the extra mile?
希望呢三個重點，記得你領受恩，記得你受過嘅苦，記得你聽過命令，成為你繼續服侍和侍奉上帝一個動力。
So I hope that these three motivations, rememberingWhat you have received, remembering what you have suffered, and remembering what you have heard, to become a motivation for serving the Lord.
当你帮人，当你释放嘅时候，带住呢份嘅爱同恩情。
So that when you serve and free and give and share, you have a generous heart, a gracious heart.
经文咧未完喎，仲有第二个重点啊，带住爱嘅服侍。
There's a second emphasis in this passage, which is surfaced in love.
亦都經文咧，我覺得最精彩嘅地方喺第十六同第十七節嗰度。
So in the highlight is really in verses 16 to 17.
一齊讀啊嘛，中文嘅。是因為他愛你和你的家。又因為他喜歡和你相處，那麼你就要著鎚子，把他的耳朵在門上刺透，他就永遠作你的奴隸，要對待你的仆女也要這樣。都係英文好嘛？識讀英文嘅一齊啊。
Together in English. But suppose your servant says, "I will not leave you," because he loves you and your family, and he has done well with you. In that case.Take an owl and push it through his earlobe into the door. After that, he will be your servant for life, and do the same for your female servant.
今朝講到嘅時候咧，草堂提過，因為有人準備結婚啊嘛。我不如你結婚諗下，唔交換戒指，鋭耳咧，大家做對對方永遠嘅奴隸，幾好啊！呢個真係好唔錯啊！一生做你永遠嘅奴仆，一個都特別嘅儀式啊！唔好交換戒指，一係鋭耳一齊。
So in the morning worship service, a couple is getting married. So you suggested that instead of exchanging the rings, maybe in a wedding ceremony, you can try to do this piercing the earlobes. So you become servants for each other for life.
第二晚成為對方愛的奴隸。
So put an earring on and.Put an earring on and be a love slave for each other.
我中意啲經文咧，佢話你俾佢走，但有人唔想走喎。
So this passage says, even though you free the slaves or servants, they may not want to go.
你當時背景就有啲窮人，你俾我走，我揾唔到食嘅，跟你幾好啊，你幾好啊，我願意一世為你打工，一世跟住你。
So at that time, there are poor people.Who's got nothing when, if they leave and they have no way to find a living. So they would actually prefer to stay in the household and be a slave for life.
留意經文喎，唔係話愛做主人嘅，喂你幾好喎，一世留低啦你，唔係喎，係佢想一世留低喎，係佢願意愛你喎，佢願意同你一齊喎，唔係你想喎，好特別啊。
So this is how it's not for the master to say to the servant, "Oh, it's so good for you to stay," but for the slave to say that the slave loves the master so much he wants to stay.
都俾大家諗一個從屬靈層面一個應用喺你同我生命裏邊。
Today we can think of a spiritual application in our lives.
俾大家三個動力激勵我哋服侍同埋侍奉人、侍奉神。
So there are three motivations for us to motivate.Us to serve God and serve others.
今日呢个月里边，愿意喺神面前立志，同神讲：神好爱你，我愿意一世好中意你，我愿意一世做你嘅奴仆。
So as we ponder upon the theme of service, can we come to the Lord and say we love you so much, we want to be your servant for life?
唔係神繼續勞碌，神繼續傳道人。唔係，我主動同神講：神啊，你對我好好，我好愛你，我想做你一世嘅仆人。
It's not that the Lord requires you to be a servant, but that you actually want to yourself self-initiate that to be a servant for the Lord.
今日揾人侍奉好容好難啊，好多唔同原因藉口去推，揾你好多原因藉口推我都唔緊要。但今日可唔可以喺神面前，神講啊，同神講：神啊，我好愛你，好中意你。我想做你的仆人，是由你讲，不是我讲。
So today we might have a lot of excuses to turn down any opportunities to serve, but let's let this passage challenge us to actively say to the Lord, we are willing to serve.
最尾一节咁讲，十八节。他使你，你使他自由离开你的时候，不要为难，因为他服侍了你六年，应得雇工双倍的工资。这样耶和华你的神必在你所作的一切事上赐福与你。
In the last verse, verse 18, it says, "You must not consider it a hardship when you release your servants. Remember that for 6 years they have given you services worth double the wages of hired workers, and the Lord your God will bless you in all you do."
曾經十五章講到服侍屋緊原因就係數算神嘅恩典。
So to sum up the entire chapter, the whole point of service or how we can not consider it a hardship is so that we is because we count the blessings and we count the gifts from the Lord.
不過第十八節咧個角度咧轉一轉，提到咧好緊要，其實牽涉到究竟你有冇信心，對神有冇信心。
So in verse 18, it changes a little on the perspective and challenges to think whether we have faith that the Lord will provide.
俾你仆人走唔容易，送麻禮俾佢又唔容易，收留佢一世養佢又唔容易。
So it's hard to send the servant away. It's harder to give him a lot of gifts, and it could even be hard to just keep him for life.
記住，唔係話我想留佢，係佢想留一世跟住我，唔容易啊！要推佢好多藉口嘅係嘛？但上帝呢度係應許俾我哋。
So it's a lot of hardships, but the Lord also has great promises for us.
當服侍嘅時候，留意最尾一句，耶和華你嘅神必在你所作一切事上賜福與你。
Notice the last word it says, "The Lord your God will bless you in all you do."
要話必定賜福與你，就係嗰個信心嗰個經歷同埋需要學習嘅地方。
So this is what we need to learn is to trust that the Lord will bless us in all we do。
當你咁做嘅時候，你諗住蝕底啊，即係諗住喺當我咁做嘅時候，我必定經歷信一個上帝會有供應同埋特別嘅賜福。
So when we do this, do we think that we are giving things away, we have less? Or do we think that this is actually a great opportunity for us to experience God's blessing and how He fulfills His promises?
當侍奉嘅時候，或者準備接受侍奉嘅時候，留意個 problem 啦，問題，因為留意神嘅應許 promise 咧。
So when we try to take up a service, do we see it as a problem, a challenge to overcome, or do we see it as an opportunity to experience?The promise of God.
最有一個好特別嘅經歷，神都係鼓勵我嘅。
Lately, there's been a very encouraging experience for me.
我除咗教會侍奉之外咧，出邊有機構咧，做咗一個嘅義工，喺個差傳機構做一個義工。
So besides ministry in a church, I also worked as a volunteer in an organization.
今年咧，俾佢選入到咗一個嘅董事會裏邊去幫手。
This year, I was elected into the board of directors.
在上年十一月开呢个年会嘅时候咧，佢选职员，
so,
选唔同岗位应该。
In last November, they were electing members to take up different responsibilities in the board.
个会开全日嘅，我哋去到上昼啫。
That meeting lasted for a whole day, but I could only go in the morning.
咁晏晝咧，已經有一個 training， 有訓練要去。我話晏晝你哋搞掂啦，你哋選唔同職位啊，不過你哋唔好預我啦咁。
So they had other elections in the afternoon, and I said, "Oh, you can get through all those by yourselves. You don't need me."
但佢哋唔知點解喺我走嘅時候推選咗我，喺我走咗嘅時候推選我做呢個財政喎。
So as it turns out, when I wasn't there, they elected me to be in charge of the finances.
我教會信耶穌廿年，做過好多年職員，我從零團嘅職員嘅財政未做過。
So I've been to church for 20 years. I haven't even managed the finances in a fellowship.
佢哋冇人肯轉喎，後屘。
And nobody wants to change.
咁我就硬著頭皮做啦要。
So I had no choice but to do it.
咁你一接招咧，今年你知金融海嘯，好多機構都係赤字連連。
So this year was when the financial crisis came, and a lot of organizations had deficits that kept going.
好多教會都係赤字。
A lot of even churches have deficits.
我睇下嗰盤數，咦連。在年尾的時候，上年尾做一些盈餘，可以今年可以用，慢慢搣可以。
So when I look at the figures, I thought, oh, there's still a little bit of surplus we can use for the coming year.
不過我都冇減個事工，係咪加咗啲事工？我就憑信心去仰望神。
But then we did not cut down on the ministries, but we actually increased in faith to do more.
啱呢個禮拜收到佢哋嘅財務嘅報告。
This week I just received the financial statement.
在過去嗰半年裏邊咧，嗰個嘅盈餘咧，竟然咧唔單止冇減少到，仲 double 咗添。
So in the last half year, the service did not even reduce, but it doubled.
相信正如經文所講，當你憑信心去做上帝做你工作，服侍。當時嗰個機構服侍最窮嘅人，非洲啲窮嘅教會、窮嘅學生、窮嘅小朋友，相信神係會賜福嘅。
So the organization served the poorest in Africa, the poorest students, poorest people. But then the Lord really blessed us in what we do.
我望咗好多唔同機構，個機構今年都財政赤字得好嚴重，但竟然呢個機構個盈餘係 double 咗，我覺得上帝嘅信息鼓勵緊我自己。
So I looked at a lot of organizations, they have serious deficits, but then we actually have doubled our surplus. So this is really the Lord reminding me of His blessings and His promises.
今日侍奉同服侍神，有諗過捉住呢句話，當你咁做嘅時候，耶和華你神必定在你所做嘅事上賜福與你。
So when we serve, do we take hold of this promise of the Lord that when we do so,He will surely bless us in all that we do.
最尾有間教會咧，做一個彼此激勵。依家我好中意嘅教會喺美國芝加哥嘅，我叫平安浸信會都可以。
So, in conclusion, let me use this church as an illustration. This is Salem Baptist Church of Chicago.
咁咧，呢間教會喺美國芝加哥南邊一個好多問題嘅社區裏邊。
So this church is situated in south of Chicago in a very one of the worst districts in the area.
喺二十年前開始嘅時候，毒品啊啊黑社會嘅問題，同埋啲小朋友讀書好有問題，所以咧都好難搞嘅嗰區。
20 years ago, there was a lot of problems with crime, with the mafia, with students studying and poverty.
睇呢個牧師好啊，佢話我哋應該唔單要改變自己生命，更加要改變呢個社區，成間健康嘅教會。呢個神對我哋挑戰同埋呼召。
So the pastor reminded us that we cannot have a healthy church if it isn't working to improve the healthy community.
咁佢覺得咧，我成日讀好撒瑪人嘅比喻係嘛，就要救嗰啲貧窮嘅人、受傷嘅人，俾一個好大嘅挑戰。
So we all heard of the Good Samaritan story. We do a lot of things for people who are in need, who are in trouble. But he has an extra challenge.
神俾佢挑戰，唔係淨係做好撒瑪利亞人，招呼嗰啲窮人、受傷嘅人。佢應該要挑戰嗰條路裏邊嘅強度。
So his challenge is we don't just look to the people who are in need or hurt, but we also need to deal with the robbers on the road.
我記得個比喻啦，有人喺耶利哥去耶路撒冷敬拜，中間越路上遇到強盜啊嘛，佢要對付啲強盜。
Remember how the certain man went from Jerusalem to Jericho and midway he ran into some robbers. He was after this pastor was after the robbers.
咁教會點做咧？佢二十年前佢叫曬嗰區所有嘅黑社會嚟開會。
So 20 years ago, he called all the mafia and all their bosses to a meeting.
同班黑社會大佬講數，個聚會時候唔好有傷人，都唔好劃花搞咁長。
To negotiate with them and tell them, don't come and hurt people, come to this church and don't do graffiti on the church.
有人想洗底轉會入我教會，我保護你。
If anyone wants to leave the mafia, we can help them leave and leave the mafia community.
個黑社會大佬竟然應承佢喎。
It turns out the mafia bosses actually agreed to what he asked for.
我啲內有一批嘅黑社會咧，洗底入咗去教會做佢會友。
So turns out, not a few of the gangsters actually left the mafia and became members of this church.
另外附近咧，佢見到好多毒品，佢叫話：，唔好喺度賣毒啦，影響社區，叫啲人唔好賣毒。
So he also saw that there is a lot of drug trafficking in the neighborhood, and he told people not to do drugs or sell drugs.
初有人聽，後屘有一間咧，初有啲人後屘又唔聽啦，繼續賣毒品。
So they listened for a while, but then drug dealers, after a while, they continued. Especially there's one particular house, they just keep selling drugs.
我知道牧師發現一間屋，附近區有間屋咧，教會附近有間屋賣緊毒品嘅時候咧。一個好大嘅決定行動。
So when they saw this drug dealing house, they made a very special action.
佢帶250個男人圍住間屋唱咗半支嘅聖詩。
So they surrounded this house with 250 men and then sang hymns for all morning.
冇打交，就唱聖詩啫。但係都知道個賣毒品啦。
They didn't fight or struggle or cause any troubles, but just sang hymns.But everybody know that that house was a drug dealer's house.
嗰間嘢好快執咗笠啦。
So
因為冇生意。
So it closed down very soon because it's got no more business.
後面個區好多妓女。
Also, that neighborhood has a lot of sex workers.
我點幫佢咧？佢夜晚咧揾咗300個婦女，全部著紅色衫，夜晚3:00去招呼呢班妓女同佢傾偈。
So he found 300 women all dressed in red and go and serve all these sex workers at night.
每人送了一支紅色的玫瑰花重要。
And gave them a red rose for each of them.
告訴你聽，在神眼中你很有價值。
To tell them that they are valued in the eyes of the Lord.
他夜晚都是300婦女穿著紅色衣服出去服侍，夜晚3:00服侍那些妓女在街上那些。
They did it as 3 a.m. in the morning, 300 women in red.
另外區讀書情況都係好差，好多第三班嘅學生好多都係60% 係低過當時嗰個平均嘅成績，好渣。
So, in terms of their education was very bad as well. 65% was below average when compared to other districts.
啲牧師話：我哋做啲嘢，結果咧，佢決定開個連續8個禮拜補習班，朝九晏十二。咁咧，每個嚟嘅人咧，如果你翻足嘅話，我送部電腦俾你。
So, the pastor said we had to do something. So he ran a tutoring class that went from 9 a.m. and to 12 p.m. and then says if they can go. For full attendance, they will receive a free laptop.
其中300个位好快满晒，呢三百个小朋友亦都个个都翻足呢补习班，结果每人攞部电脑。
So
300个。
So there are 300 seats and they were filled very quickly and all of them had full attendance。
啲人问佢：你边有电脑啊？佢冇噶，不过佢凭信心求，果然有三部电脑出现咗，送俾啲学生。
So people asked him, where did you get all these computers? And he says, I don't know. And turns out he just had faith and then somebody donated all these computers.
我都唔知赞助商边度听到佢，就啲电脑就到啦，就送俾三部俾啲小朋友，一人一部翻屋企，好开心。
So some sponsor heard of his ministry and then just donated 300 computers to him.
过咗年之后，佢个区系芝加哥。校区里边成绩改善得最好嗰区。
So one year later, his district was the one that has highest improvement in terms of education and school results.
宝岭教会嘅见证，希望激励我哋，你同我喺新力区里边，相信咧有啲嘢可以做。
So I hope that this testimony from The church can remind us and also encourage us that there is something we can do.
就係今經文裏邊有兩個重點，記得神俾幾多恩典俾你。
So just as this passage reminds us, there is so much that the Lord has given us.
亦都係做就，我憑信心去做嘅時候，必定深信神一定會有供應。
And also, as we act out in faith, we believe that the Lord will bless us in all that we do.
来帮助我哋，今日经文就你同我嘅激励。
So Lord, help us in to have this passage as our encouragement.
我低头同心祷告。
Let's pray.
求天父帮助我哋喺经文里边睇到主你嘅吩咐、主你恩典、你嘅供应同埋你嘅作为，以致我哋对侍奉、对服侍唔系推却，知道我哋原本系不配，但在救赎嘅时候，好似经文所讲，我哋立志一生愿意做你仆人。好乐意做你仆人，因为我服侍你，能够爱你，能够参与你工作，系你一生嘅荣耀，帮助我哋。祷奉基督耶稣名求， Amen。
Thank you, Reverend Law, for your message this morning. I hope we're all are encouraged and inspired to serve as God has served us and loved us. At this point, we're going to take the offering. I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward. Let's pray for the offering this morning. Father God, we just thank you again for today. We thank you again just for the sacrifice of your son and because of the offering of your son that we have hope today. Father, we thank you for the message as well that has inspired us to remember how you have loved us, how we have suffered, and how we are to bless, how you've blessed us as well. Father God, as we now receive the offering, we thank you, Lord, for what you've blessed us with this week. Maybe we return to you what you've blessed us with, and we be used for the furtherance of your kingdom. Amen.